Yeah, starting this weekend in Glenties on Saturday and on Sunday, but then running throughout the week, there will be special kind of reading, staging of some of his best-known plays, documentaries, talks and performances over the weekend. And then during the week, there will be special readings of the short stories, because in many ways, Brian, we know him so much as one of our foremost playwrights internationally and nationally, but also he was an incredible short story writer. And all of us remember, even from our childhood, Potato Gatherers and A Man's World and those wonderful, wonderful short stories. So they'll be read every day next week at the McGill Summer School. But we will start off this weekend with a very special programme. So it starts with readings by Stephen Ray. And then there will be a lovely conversation between three of the original cast members from Dancing at Luna's. And obviously Dancing at Luna's was modelled on Brian's aunts, who were from Glenties, the McLoon sisters, Rosie Lennon, who herself is from originally from Donegal, Breege Brennan and Breege Nyachtan, who were in that original cast that performed Dancing at Luna's in Glenties and then brought it to Broadway. They will be in conversation, remembering what a special event it was when Luna's came to Glenties for the first time, and then that incredible global journey that they went on when it went from Dublin to London to Broadway.
And this extensive commemoration with so many participants is testimony to that legacy Brian Friel has left behind.
Yes, no, absolutely. I mean, it would be fair to say that he was quite simply a giant, not only of Irish theatre, but of world theatre. And, you know, his breakthrough play was Philadelphia, Here I Come in 1964. And that really earned Brian a deserved place at the top of the top table, really, of world playwrights. And Glenties, it's fitting that it should be at the McGill Summer School. Brian and his wife Anne came to the summer school every single year of their life. And in many ways, Glenties was his spiritual home. It was the ballybag of his plays and of his imagination. And indeed, he chose Glenties, obviously, as his final resting place. So I think it's fitting that the McGill Summer School would remember Brian almost 1 year after his death.